the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we are going to cover a true icon of the hobby, the bearded dragon. Now, the bearded dragon is immensely popular among the reptile trade, and for very good reason, which I will cover later on in the podcast. But first of all, let's just go over a few facts about the bearded dragon. They come from Australia, hence their requirement for a higher temperature gradient. Their potential adult size is up to 60 centimeters or 24 inches. Their average lifespan is around 10 to 15 years. Although there are outliers, some can live, I'm pretty sure there's some that can live into their 20s. Their dietary requirement is omnivorous, and they're also known as one of the just most calm and relaxed lizards you can possibly get, which is why they are so big today. Bearded dragons I actually have experience in. My brother used to have a bearded dragon, his name was Dusty. He was fantastic, really was. I remember he just, you know, he had quite a personality, I'll say that. He basically, you could really like pick him up, you know, hold him, and he'd just sit on your stomach. It was brilliant, you know. You'd feed him, watching him feed was fascinating. He also used to stick his tongue out at you when you walked past his vivarium. It was hilarious. Now, a lot of people will say that the bearded dragon is a beginner species, and to some extent I suppose it is, but personally I'd say it's more of an intermediate species, and if you look among other people in the hobby, they'll say the same thing. If you really wanted something that was super super easy, a real beginner, you should probably look towards the gecko side of things. That's your leopard geckos, New Caledonian geckos, such as the crested gecko. Those are a much better pick as a, you know, first lizard than a bearded dragon is. And the reason for this is there's a lot of misinformation around about bearded dragons. Some people say they're like strictly carnivorous. This is not the case. They do need a steady diet of both insects and vegetables, just like us. We need, you know, we need our protein sources and our vegetables. I'm not very good at food tech. Please forgive me. The thing is, the point I'm trying to make is they need a well-balanced diet. And to get that, you need a good, balance. So they're going to eat things, you know, such as brown crickets, because they're very nutritious. They're easy for the bearded dragon to hunt. Also widely available, great value for money. They'll also eat black crickets and locusts. They'll eat wax worms, calcium worms, cockroaches and mealworms or beetle grubs. But the grubs and worms are quite fatty, so you should really only give these once or twice a week. And as for the vegetables, you're going to be looking at stuff like spring greens, curly kale, Italian herb mix, grated carrot, parsnip, courgette, bell peppers. There are vegetables you should definitely avoid though. This includes onions, peas, spinach, iceberg lettuce, and anything else that might be acidic or could swell with moisture. Another thing I'd like to say is that fruit should be avoided for the most part with bearded dragons. It doesn't sit well with them. And of course, with this, you'll need to supply the supplements. This is usually in the form of vitamin D3, you know, and your calcium. Housing is very simple. All you're going to need is your bog standard wooden vivarium, 4x2x2 foot, you know, or as close as you can get. They're just, you know, the more space, the merrier, I say. You know, the bigger the better is always the general rule of thumb when it comes to keeping these animals. Bearded dragons, now they may not look it, they may just look like they just sit under the heat lamp all day and just stare at the world outside, but they can be quite active, provided you give them the enrichment and, you know, the space. Now, as for heating, of course, where they come from, Australia, is quite hot. As such, they require a warm basking area of 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit during the day. You can try and provide this heat over one third of the enclosure while letting the enclosure cool to 80 degrees Fahrenheit on the opposite side. To achieve this, attach a strong basking lamp to the ceiling of the enclosure on one side. This is controlled by a dimming thermostat to make sure that the temperature is kept correct throughout the day. The basking lamp is left on for 10 to 12 hours per day. Now, at night, on the other hand, all of the lights should go off and the enclosure should be completely dark. This will make sure that the dragon has a clear day and night cycle, or a diurnal cycle. Now, of course, you know, it's not going to be below zero at night, so you will still need your heat. Try and aim for a temperature gradient of 80 degrees Fahrenheit on the hot end down to room temperature on the other side. To provide this warmth throughout the night without introducing light to the enclosure, attach a ceramic lamp to the ceiling in the back corner of the warm end of the enclosure. This lamp is surrounded by a guard and controlled by a pulse thermostat to make sure that it stays at the correct temperature throughout the night. Ideally, you'd like one third of the enclosure to remain warm, allowing the rest of the enclosure to drop down to room temperature. And there are things you can buy to have it run automatically. You could use a mechanical timer with your UVB tube and basking lamp. As the ceramic heater is set to a much lower temperature than the basking lamp, it can be left on all the time. Your thermostat will only provide power to the ceramic heater when the enclosure drops below the set temperature. So this is super handy to have. Always recommend getting a mechanical timer. I have one on my fish tank lights. It's super handy. Next up here, I just want to talk about UVB a little bit. I would personally recommend a T5 unit for the bearded dragon, a 10% or 12% UVB tube. Mount it around 30 centimeters from the main basking spot. These UV tubes should provide the correct basking zone. The UVB unit should be mounted to the ceiling close to the back wall. This configuration will provide a nice UV gradient from the back of the enclosure towards the front and from the top of the enclosure to the bottom. And finally, I just want to gloss over decoration real quick. So as for substrate, you'll probably want a coarse beech wood chip, as it's clean, cheap and easy to spot clean. But if you prefer a more all natural look, like yours truly, you could go for a sand, soil and clay mix. This is perfect if you want to keep it in a bioactive enclosure. Personally though, I'd keep this in an arid bioactive enclosure, which I must cover at some point. I believe I covered it back in my podcast on how to set up a bioactive. So visit that podcast if you'd like to learn more about bioactive setups. I believe that is episode 20. Now, as for the decorations themselves, there will be times when the dragon will want to get really hot. To allow this, you could use dry hardwood decorations like Java wood or grapevine pieces situated near the warm end, but far enough from the lamps that the dragon is not at risk of coming into contact with the basking lamp. Now, like a lot of lizards and snakes, bearded dragons love the warmth coming from their basking lamp, but they also appreciate secondary belly heat, which will radiate from warm objects. Natural rocks like slate are perfect for this, so are heavy artificial ornaments. These decorations can be placed under and around the basking area and should warm up nicely. If the lamp is too low, there is a chance that natural rocks could get too hot, so you are best to check the surface temperature to avoid burns. They will also need cover. This can be in the form of caves, flat cork pieces, or any other ornament that provides a shady spot to rest. You could also use tall plants, trailing plants, and themed ornaments. And that just about covers the bearded dragon. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we go over a very intriguing, and in my opinion, one of the coolest amphibians you can possibly get, the African bullfrog. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.